Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw with Only Fools and Horses, next episode of Series 2 with Grandad. And I think it's the most funniest series episode ever. Series 2, Episode 2, Ashes to Ashes, 28th October 1982. The Trotters and Trigger attend Trigger's grandmother Alice's funeral. When they visit her old house, Trigger tells Dale and Rodney that while his grandfather Arthur was away fighting in the war, Alice was seeing another man who was obviously Grandad by the face he was pulling. He also tells them Arthur only had one leg and he would stand the wooden leg in the corner of the room. Back at the flat, Dale is examining the two antique guns that Alice owned and could be worth £300, and he's going to try and sell them for Trigger, but discovers that one of them contains Arthur's ashes. Grandad becomes really frightened because when Arthur found out about him visiting Alice, he said to Grandad, "Trotter, someday, somehow, I'm going to come back and haunt you." It was a curse from Arthur, as he had Gypsy's blood. But Dale and Rodney don't believe him and thinks Arthur was only trying to scare him. Then Grandad points out to Dale and Rodney that Arthur is now back in the same room as him. Later, Dale Boy cheekily pranks Rodney and Grandad by calling out from the hole, "Who left his wooden leg out there?" pretending he had found Arthur's wooden leg. At around 3 o'clock in the morning, Dale has been to the bathroom and he hears Grandad talking in the living room to the urn standing on the table. Grandad fears and really thinks that Arthur is talking back to him, but it is only Dale Boy tricking and frightening Grandad. Dale has grabbed a motorway cone and using it as a megaphone pretend to be Arthur's voice until Rodney comes out of his bedroom, accidentally makes everyone jump with surprise. Grandad feels like he wants the ashes out of the way so that he will feel safe again. With Trigger on holiday, Delbo and Rodney decide to get rid of the ashes for him. Grandad remembers that Arthur used to be a member of the local bowling club, so the following evening, Dale and Rodney take the urn down there to scatter the ashes on the bowling green. Dale suggested singing a hymn while Rodney thought of "We Kings of O&R," which they start to sing. Then Dale said, "That is a Christmas carol." So Dale says a prayer instead, "Dear God, high up in the sky," and as he says "sky," all the lights come on around the clubhouse like it was God lighting the sky up. But it was all the members turning up for a meeting, so Dale and Rodney have to do a runner from the bowling club, nearly forgetting the urns, so they have had no luck scattering the ashes. The next morning, they are in a rowing boat out on the Thames to try to dump the ashes at St. Catherine's Dock, but are spotted by a police boat and are escorted back to the shore, so they are not having much luck. The brothers nearly give up. They are sitting on the pavement by the curb with the urn by their side. Then a row sweeping lorry passes by and sucks up their urn. Dale Rodney, in a panic, run and stop the cleaning lorry and tell the driver, "Here, you sat up our urn." The driver said, "Your urn? Oh my God, what was it? A pussycat?" Then Dale explains. The driver gets the urn back out of the vacuum tube, but it's empty. The ashes have gone. They cannot believe this. What are they going to do now? Then Dale says to Rodney he thinks he's perfect because Arthur used to be a road sweeper, so for him this would be like a Viking burial. Back at Nelson Madonna flat, Dale Boy gets a phone call from Trigger, who is stuck at Gatwick Airport, and tells him that his gran was married twice, a fact that Grandad had forgotten to tell them. So when Dale looks in the other urn, guess what? It's got another lot of ashes in it. Can you believe that? Another lot of ashes to get rid of. When I first started watching Only Fools and Horses, this was one of my favourite episodes. And when I was younger, I would say through a cover tube, "Who left this wooden leg out there?" And all my family would jump in the air. Join me next time on the next Only Fools and Horses. Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.